Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show episode 63, and it's a Tuesday, September 5th, 2017. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Welcome everyone to Gay Geek Bizarre, and this is a show where we talk about gay news, geek stories, and bizarre topics. So, before we go on, we should catch up on Ray. Ray and I have just been through a lot of work.
Demolition. This weekend.
We did a lot of work of just fixing things. So Ray and I were helping friends during the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. So how many houses did you help out that last week?
Two
houses? Okay.
Yeah, one I helped rip out 2 rooms worth of flooring in, and then the other one I helped rip out sheetrock and get it cleaned up ready for the inspectors to come in and check everything.
Yeah. Pretty much did the same thing, but I did it with one house on last Thursday. What was scary was there was a gas shortage. They were rationing gas, and I didn't want to travel all around back and forth from the suburbs to all the way down to south.
Well, I just think that's certain busy stores that are doing that in certain areas, because I hadn't noticed anybody else doing that.
Oh, really? Probably some shells. Yeah, I've seen about 2 or 3 because I was driving around with a coworker, and he noticed that he wanted to get gas. He's had enough. He has enough gas, but he just doesn't know where he's going to get the next one. He just wanted to top it off, and we couldn't find a gas station until he found one about the next day or 2 days after. So I ended up just staying in town and helping people who live here, and then just coworkers, and I was there for 3 days. And so people out there listening, yeah, like I said, Houston just got through a big hurricane, Hurricane Harvey, and everybody knows about it. And it's hard because everybody's on, it's the first time. Many people, it's their first, of course, it's their first flood. And it in places where it never flooded, like 27 years, it's been 27 years, no flood. And now all of a sudden they have a big flood that's destroyed everything. So I really feel sorry for those people. And some people just moved into the new house like 6 months earlier or 1 year earlier, and they lost their house.
Well, some people just got their houses fixed from the flooding Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah, okay. So,
they got it at the beginning of the summer, now they caught it at the end of the summer.
Yeah. So it's really sad that we're still having this problems with. Yeah, we're having problems with the storm, and we just the aftermath. And right now, as we speak, as we are recording this, there's still danger of flooding in some parts of Houston because of the some spillway that they have to open, and it could potentially submerge more houses, something like that. Have you heard? Yeah. Did you hear about that? Yeah, Ray. So everybody listening, Houston is really devastated right now, and right now
And Florida's in the path for one.
Yeah.
The entire state.
Hurricane Irma. So it's a Category 5. That's really massive. And, it's just really scary. I mean, I don't know if the U.S. can withstand two devastating hurricanes all in 1 year in a span of a month. So, I don't know.
So basically, the South is drowning and the West is burning up.
Yep, that's right. So, I don't know what we're gonna do now, Ray. Hold on, I'm just fixing my microphone. Anyway, so Ray and I have been battling these problems with helping out with friends, and right now we're in a recovery mode. We're just staying in. We're just resting, I guess. And you have to wait. What's gonna happen? People are just doing some adjustments. Adjusters coming, making sure that people who have insurance can get their insurance money or FEMA money. So that's what we've done. Did you encounter sewer water?
Well, most of the water that was flushed out and flooding in the houses was all sewer water.
Yours?
You didn't see that report on Friday or Saturday they did where they tested the water that's still floating around houses and how high the fecal matter is in it?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the fecal matter for public water should be zero. And there are like I think the highest was like 86,000 parts per million or something like that.
Oh, gross.
So, because when all everything floods, the sewage lines back up and start floating out.
That is right.
All that stuff. So
that's the scary part. So, actually, what happened to ours, it's lake water and sewer water. Well, it's more like septic tank water. So, so you know, the septic tanks overflowed and everything. And
that was some of the sewage plants got flooded out. So that all got washed around. Mm-hmm. So it's everywhere.
Hopefully, we don't have to talk about much of Harvey now. And I don't, hopefully we don't have to talk about Irma next week or whenever it's coming. So it's really sad. And like I said, everyone listening, please donate. Donate to a Red Cross or to your local, donate clothes.
Or to J.J. Watt.
Yeah. And, you know, just help out. If you know someone from Houston, I don't know, fly over to Houston and help them out if they lost a house. And, you know, it really means a lot because these are people who don't know what to do. They're rattled. People are rattled. People are panicking. Yeah. They don't know what happened to them. And if you ask them a question, they are pretty much just happy that they're alive, but they don't know what's going on, and they don't like being asked questions. You know. So what? Where do you want me to put this cabinet? Just throw it away. I don't know. I don't care. They just don't care. I mean, these are the common responses.
A lot of people in shock. They're shocked. This weekend, one of my friends is in shock, and they didn't. Until we went over there and started helping, he didn't realize how much he had to do and how much work was left to do on their house and everything. And it was just like, he finally admitted on Facebook, they said, I guess I just got to learn to accept help and deal with it and move on.
Yep. So, so that's just how much what I've you been, do.
Yeah.
So. Do not.
All right. You ready to go to the game?
All right. Let's go to the game. Let me take this one because this is one of the things that I missed last weekend. This is a story from last weekend, right? Oh, yeah. September 4th. Okay. Before we go to the story, guys, one of the things that we did sacrifice, Ray and I sacrificed, is that we did not go to Sudden Decadence. We did not go to New Orleans for, for Labor Day weekend to Sudden Decadence, and for a good reason. We had to help friends and coworkers in their time of need. Anyway, so
and for all the sluts that went, I hope you had a good time.
Yeah, let's hope so too. All right, let's talk about Sudden Decadence. This is kind of a repeat of what happened many years ago. Anyway, so hate preacher arrested at Southern Decadence. Thank you to Joe My God. One of the preachers in the hate group Official Street Preachers was arrested during the Southern Decadence Parade Sunday. Wait a second. Are these the street preachers we always see, the bare ones?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Details of their arrest were unavailable, but apparently he was seen by a state trooper assaulting a female parade bystander. The group came to New Orleans to disrupt Southern Decadence. There's a photo attached.
So they went to Southern Decadence to disrupt it. Instead
oh,
of going
shit, I know this guy.
A little bit further to help people out that are flooded out and stuff. So anyway, keep on going.
Okay, I gotta say, I recognize this guy from those protesters. Oh my God. So details of the arrest are unavailable, but apparently he was seen by a state trooper assaulting a female parade bystander. So the group came to New Orleans to disrupt Sudden Decadence. So there's a photo attached, and the group was on Royal Street harassing the crowd waiting for the Sudden Decadence Decadence Parade. This is the parade within the French Quarter that happens. That starts from Golden Lantern and goes around the city. So note that the hateful signs and vulgar shirt he is wearing. Yeah, I put the links on the website so you can look at the pictures. And I do recognize the face of the guy, and I know he's one of the... I can't believe he would even assault anyone. So earlier, New Orleans PD officer had tried unsuccessfully to get the group to quit following the parade. Thank you, Louisiana State Troopers and NOPD. So note, some outlets are today mistakenly reporting that 9 hate preachers were arrested. That incident actually happened in 2012. Okay, that's a different incident. So this one is just one guy... Somebody who I recognize from those protesters, because we never Ray, you and I, we've been to Southern Decadence, we've been to Halloween, we've been to many events in New Orleans, you know, and they're always protesters. And this guy is the one who is protesting alongside with the bear protester that I keep seeing all the time. Anyway, so I just find it interesting that this guy, his shirt says butt sex. Is equal to collapsed rectum. Prolapsed rectum. And then it's at the back says prolapsed rectum You need Jesus. Interesting shirt. Okay, so that's the story for Sudden
Decadence.
And
you notice the back of his t-shirt has a big old rosebud on it.
Oh, really? Oh, that's gross. I hope not.
And we're not talking about a rose. We're talking about a rosebud.
Yep. We're not talking about a flower.
The anal kind.
But the anal flower, kind of rose.
So all loser. Right. Anyway.
All right, let's go to the next one, Ray.
Okay. Our next guest, Tokyo Neighbors web series, gives frank look at being gay in Tokyo. I've actually been watching a couple of these and trying to watch them at lunch to catch up on them because they actually seem pretty interesting. If you recently read the English release of My Brother's Husband by, how do you say his name?
Gengoro Tagame.
Or are following with the Queer Japan documentary interviewing Tagami.
Tagame.
Tagami.
Oh, Tagami. Rokudenashiko.
Okay. And others, and want to know more about what it's like to be queer in Japan, a 12-part YouTube series is bringing more light on the subject. Tokyo Neighbors is currently being released as a labor of love and focused on living as a gay man in Japan. The first episode was released at the end of May and introduced the audiences to a Tokyo bar in, how do you say that? Shinjuku's Nichrome District, where the characters discuss their common day-to-day plights of love and coming out to family and friends. The first episode includes English subtitles, okay. And it looks like they've been, since it's been released, they've been adding more English subtitles. It's a little rough cut, but like Maynard's partner, Mike, will love the episode.
Oh, really? Series. Okay.
Yes.
I'll tell him about it.
It's all
this.
His kind of Asian bears. Oh. Beefy little Asian boy, Japanese man. Like, so.
Okay. I'll recommend it to
him. So I've been watching, I think I've watched two episodes so far, three.
You see?
And, it seems like it's okay. It's a little slow, but you know, it's for a... made by a bunch of guys. It's pretty interesting. So it's very basic videography and stuff.
Okay,
but, you know,
interesting. Maybe interesting. I should watch it. How long is one part?
About 5 or 6 minutes.
Oh, okay. It's like, it's almost like what is it? Bears, where the bears are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll check it out. All right. Let's go to the geek. The geek is from The Verge. This is interesting. Oh, wow. Very nice short article. So these tiny light-activated nanomachines can kill cancer cells within minutes. Scientists have developed tiny light-activated nanomachines that can drill into cancer cells and kill them within minutes. Last year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry was awarded to three scientists who discovered how to build these nanomachines out of a chain of atoms. For a study published in the journal Nature, scientists built several of these nanomachines. When activated by light, the nanomachines targeted specific cells and broke through the membrane, rapidly killing them. That's awesome. It's like Star Trek with the nanobots.
Mm-hmm.
Nanoprobes. So the machines are so tiny that 50,000 of them together is still about the width of a single strand of human hair. Each machine is engineered to be sensitive to a protein located in a specific type of cell, which helped them find their target. Once you add light, they spin up to 3 million times per second, and this spinning provides the power needed to break into a cell. Without light, the nanomachines can still find the molecule, but just remain on the surface. When scientists let these nanomachines loose in a dish full of human kidney cells, the nanomachines made holes in the cells and killed them within minutes. The same thing happened when the nanomachines were unleashed on cancerous prostate cells. This technology isn't super close, since the next experiments are still only on the scale of microorganisms and fish. But in the future, these machines can be used to either deliver medicine very precisely or actually kill cancer cells, leading the way to new forms of treatment. Or it can be a weapon of murder. Dun, dun, dun. Don't you think, Ray? Mm-hmm. It can be used, you know, being specific.
I'm sure the Umbrella Corporation has something to do with this.
Most probably. This is promising because it's something that we need these days. I've been, you know, if you guys, everybody listening out there, if you are a Star Trek fan, if you're watching Star Trek, and you see these episodes where it talk about, Ray, your beard is hitting the microphone. Okay, sorry. Where was I? Oh, yeah, Star Trek. So this is pretty similar. It actually kills, you know, cancer cells and everything. So that'd be interesting that what this could do. It's like Star Trek again, all over again. Well, it's more like Star Trek sci-fi becoming sci-fi.
Or Star Trek predicting the future, our future. That's laying the groundwork for our future.
That's right. Which is possible. Look at this. They're light activated, right? Mm-hmm. It's light activated. They just spin around and target the right cells. It's really like, you know.
Next thing you're going to know, they're going to start finding midichlorians.
That's right. And everybody's going to be a Jedi. I don't know. So. Imagine this. If you get one of these and it injects adrenaline to your body and you become very strong, you could be like the Hulk.
Well, yeah, there's multiple applications that this can be used for. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, just getting it perfected, it's probably going to take 10 or 20 years, but once it's perfected, I'm sure it'll be incredible.
Yeah, like diabetes could go away because people who can process insulin correctly or create insulin if they need to, you know, that kind of thing. And, oh, so. There's so many things that can happen with this. That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the Bizarre Ray.
Okay, Mayor of Hell, inspired by Trump, declares heterosexuality illegal. When Elijah Daniel was sworn in as the mayor of Hale, Michigan this week, he immediately started implementing in his agenda. Specifically, he outlawed heterosexuality in the unincorporated community of 72 people. Daniel, a YouTube comedian best known for writing a gay-themed erotic novel about Donald Trump, has spent a whole 2 days seeking higher office somewhere so he could carry out his plan. I was looking for a town willing to make me mayor, Daniel told Huffington Post. They'll do it in Hale for $100. So I thought, I caught the red eye to Michigan and got sworn in. Once he was in office, Daniel followed President Trump's lead and attempted to ban a huge swath of people from his community. My ban is a copy and paste of Trump's Muslim ban, but with heterosexuals instead, Daniel said, taking some rhetorical license. His mayoral proclamation explains that when he was growing up, he was often told that homosexuals would go to hell. But now the heterosexuals are trying to take that from us too, Daniel wrote. So as mayor of hell, we would establish a new vetting measure to keep radical heterosexuals out of our town. To make sure his words reached as many people as possible, he posted the ban on Twitter. Lest he seem bigoted, Daniel offered local heterosexuals a chance to stay in hell for a price, fork over $84,000, which they could get back after 1 year of absence from straight sex. Reparative therapy to find one's gay side was also to be strongly encouraged. The alternative being forced to wear a Scarlet H and go and cargo shorts in town square every morning for some public straight shaming. There's actually not a problem, he said. Everyone who becomes mayor there gets impeached. Most of the people who visit are same-sex couples who want to get married in hell.
It's interesting. There's a town called Hell. There's a
Hell, Michigan.
Hell, Michigan. Hell. Yeah. So you go there and you come back. You can say that you went through hell and back.
Hell and back. Yeah.
So interesting that they have a hell. Anyway, so of course he's just running for mayor, right?
Well, no, he got elected mayor. All you had to do is give him $100.
Oh, okay, that's it. Oh, that's right.
I mean, it's an unincorporated town. Anybody can be mayor. So he pays whoever's running the show there $100. They make him mayor, and then they impeach him.
Oh, okay, that's awesome. So, you know, if you do that, he can get a lot of followers. He got a, yeah, you're the mayor. So, you actually have a name, and you can do things and. Yeah. They just impeach him. Yeah, that's right.
So he was trying to stop the heterosexual agenda in hell.
That's interesting. Anyway, so that is our, those are our stories. So Ray, what are we going to do now? It's, do you think we're going to...
American Horror Story.
Oh my God, really? What's the theme again this time?
Cult.
Cult? Okay.
It's all about clowns and bees.
Back to the clowns again?
Yeah, it's supposed to be about the election, so we'll see.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Hope it has a strong message this time. Okay, and are you still assigned to do any more help for anyone? I think everything's done, right?
Right now, no. I've done what I can because I'm back at work full time, and I got a bill that's got to go out, so that's sucking the life out of me now. So.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Me too, actually.
So I did what I could, and maybe this weekend if somebody needs some help, I can go help them or stuff. So yeah. I still need help. So.
Mm-hmm. Lots of carrying and lots of ripping off sheetrock. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see this weekend. Or maybe I can ask some people around. Maybe tomorrow. Okay, so I guess that's it. So thank you everyone for listening. Special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. So that's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to email us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call us and leave a voicemail at 281-947-2327. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Gay Geek Bizarre. Bye.